guys lose Tyson Jackson when you're mates on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
How about, maybe what you learn from him and losing him, but more importantly, what Vance is going to bring playing to the interior defensive line?
Learned a lot from him. He's a great player, a true pro at what he does. But we brought other people in to step in and kind of replace him. So Vance started out today pretty good, so I think we'll be all right.
Are you pretty familiar with Vance's game at all? Seems like you can get after the passer.
Mm-hmm.
A little help in there on passing downs.
Yeah, I mean, the more the better, man. But like I said, he started out today pretty good, and he should be a great addition.
You are a freak in that you play every down.
Mm-hmm.
You played every down from game one to game playoffs. And when you're taking that kind of pounding, how much of a problem or how tough is it there in the second half of the season to keep going 100% and have productive days?
A football season is tough for everybody that plays, no matter how many amount of reps that you're taking. So I wouldn't call it no different from me than any other guy. It's hard, whether I'm taking half the snaps or the amount of snaps that I am. You just wear down. It's a long season. And just got to fight it mentally and physically. Just got to fight it.
Then you said wear down. Did you feel like you wore down a little bit those last five, six games?
I mean, everybody does. Okay. Everybody in the NFL does. It's none, that I personally felt. But like I said, it's just a part of the season. 16 games is a lot of games. And the physicality of the game, the nature of it, it just forces that on you.
And for you, is that what starting today is about?
Mm-hmm.
Getting ready to go those 16 for 60 plays?
Yeah, just getting ready as best I can. I kind of know what's coming now. I know I'll be in there, so I think I'll be better prepared for it.
Being that these are voluntary workouts, what's the biggest reason you're here?
To just come in with my teammates. There's a lot of new faces around. Come in with each other, to help each other, to push each other, and just to kind of get to know them, hang out with them. So when we do have those tough times in camp or in the 15, 16 game of the year, that we'll be ready. We already know each other. We know we got each other's back. So just being there for them.
Do you all feel like you didn't finish the season the way you needed to? Not because you lost, but I mean, like, the first nine versus the last eight, from an energy standpoint.
I mean, it's a lot of stuff that we get better at. But, like I said, it's a part of it. We're not the only team that gets tired at the end of the season. Every team does. So I feel like it's a lot that we could improve, and we're working on it now.
Last offseason, you talked about how you changed your diet.
Mm-hmm.
This offseason, did you do anything different, add anything to your offseason workouts?
Pretty much the same thing. I started eating a lot cleaner about a month and a half ago. Stopped eating so late. So I'm just trying to further it, man, and try to test myself mentally, to see how far I can go with it. But yeah, I'm doing good with it.
So your no barbecue diet still applies?
Huh? Still applies. Don't tell my mom, but it still applies.
Hey, what's Barry Rubin like as a strength coach?
Great. He tells you everything that you're doing. He explains what it helps, what it doesn't. If you come in there, certain pains and aches, he knows how to have different movements for you that'll work the same muscle. So just him coming in and just explaining to us how it's done. Mostly strength coaches just tell you to do this and do that, but he kind of explains to you how it is. So, I mean, I love him.
I think Rashad Johnson may have done a little scout team when he first got here. He faced you. Correct me if I'm wrong, but if you did get a chance to face him in practice, what are your impressions of that guy?
He's good. He's physical. He's a good old lineman, man. He comes in and works every day. He has a positive attitude. So he's a great addition for us.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks for coming. Thanks.